Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Senator Donnelly. The roll shows 17 members present this morning, Mr. President.
We do have a quorum. Would members please stand for the invocation by Pastor Chris Grubb of the Church of the Nazarene?
Let's pray together. Our Father, we stand before you today with confidence, knowing that you hear us when we pray. We thank you for all the accomplishments you have enabled us to execute this past year. We thank you for your protection and safety upon our government leaders. Now, Lord, you have brought us into a new year with all of its challenges and concerns, its failures and victories. And as we approach this new session, we ask you for divine guidance in all our decision-making. The agenda that confronts us is awesome, but we also know that you are an awesome God, and with you, all things are possible. Would you help us as leaders to open men and women's eyes that they may turn themselves from darkness to light? In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Senator Pierce, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 15th legislative day, House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement Number 4 and Senate Supplement Number 1.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals and the supplements be certified or be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Is there objection? Seeing no objections, they have been approved. Introduction of guests. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got two friends from Barrow and one from Anchorage. They run a firm called LCMF. It's a subsidy of Okbialik Inupiaq Corporation out of Barrow. The chairman of that is George Ullman. Would you rise? Is one of the board members, Edward Itta, a good friend of mine who went to Edgecombe with me, and the general manager, Steve Cronick. If you'll help me welcome him to Juneau.
Further guests for introduction. Senator Lincoln.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I also have a guest in the Ziegler Gallery. I'm very pleased and proud to introduce Fred Williams, who is with the Copper Valley Electric Association, but also been a board member for the last 25 years. Please help me welcome.
Further guests for introduction? Seeing none, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
No communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 64 by Senator Mackey, an act relating to the Shuyak Island State Park.
Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 65 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to domestic animals, to food, and to the Alaska Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 66 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the collection of victims of restitution from prisoners, relating to the definition of serious provocation as a defense to murder, relating to the definition of incapacitated for sexual offenses, creating the crime of interfering with the report of a crime involving domestic violence, relating to the safety of victims, other persons, and the community in setting bail or conditions of release, relating to mental examination of victims in criminal prosecutions, relating to the rights of victims of crimes under AS 1261, relating to access to certain records of the Violent Crimes Compensation Board, relating to medical death investigations, amending Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure 5 and 6, Alaska Rules of Evidence 404 and 615, and Alaska Delinquency Rule 3, and providing for an effective date.
The Hess and Judiciary Committees.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Honoring Linda Parker, Saldana Chamber of Commerce, 1996 Person of the Year. Honoring Senior Captain Walter Jasinski, the Alaska Marine Highway System. In Memoriam, Ralph B. Branson.
Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The citations on today's calendar be approved.
Is there any objections? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to a call from the Senate this afternoon until tomorrow morning, plain time, for personal matters.
Is there objections? Seeing no objections, Senator Taylor, you are excused. Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on January 30th and January 31st for state business.
Is there objection? Seeing no objections, you're excused, Senator. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask to be excused. I don't know what the date is, but it's this Friday on state business.
Okay. The 24th? The 31st. Is there objection? Seeing no objections, you're excused from that date, Senator. Any further unfinished business? That brings us down to announcements. Senator Taylor.
I'd just like to announce that there will be a majority caucus in the President's chambers at 12 noon today.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, there will be a Senate Rules Committee meeting immediately following adjournment for purposes of calendar.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you. Senate Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 instead of the previously noticed 9 for a Department of Revenue overview. Our reason for meeting early is that we believe that the welfare reform implementation overview being presented by the administration will probably take a full 2 hours. So at 8:30 we'll do the Department of Revenue, and then at 9 or 9:10 or so we'll go into the welfare reform implementation. And at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon is Alaska Railroad preview, and at 4:30 this evening we'll have previews of both the Department of Revenue and also welfare reform.
Any further announcements? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Alaska Association of Homes for Children will hold their annual reception tonight at the Baranoff in the Treadwell Room. There will be folks who run those programs from all over the state, and everyone is cordially invited.
Further announcements? That brings us to special orders. Is there any special orders? Yes, there are special orders. Senator Duncan.
I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Seeing no objections, the prayer is spread upon the journal.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until tomorrow, Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Is there objection? Hearing none, we stand in adjournment until 11 o'clock tomorrow.